where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say a drug investigation on Carterbury Street has led to charges against two women. Members of the Emergency Response Team and Criminal Investigation Division searched a residence near Maxwell Street and seized over $13,000 in drugs. The seizure included a large amount of fentanyl, prescription pills, and cash. 62-year-old Shelley Campbell and 59-year-old Natalie Landry Sutherland are facing charges. After some back and forth, the village of Point Edward has updated its fireworks bylaw. Rain dates have been removed. For example, private firework displays will be allowed on Victoria Day, but not on the days before or after May 20th. Deputy Mayor Greg Grimes says other approved holidays include Canada Day, Diwali, and New Year's Eve.
If you want to light off any fireworks outside the permitted dates, you'll require a permit approved by the municipality. And we are going to share educational materials with all citizens about how to manage fireworks safely and the changes to the bylaw.
The bylaw now includes a time cap as well. Family fireworks are only allowed between dusk and 11 p.m., except on New Year's Eve, when they can go off until quarter after midnight. Ontario's premier is slamming the federal government for increasing the carbon tax. It went up by 23% yesterday. Doug Ford says the carbon tax increase goes beyond what drivers pay at the pump.
You know, every poll I've seen, no matter if it's a federal poll, provincial, municipal, number one issue, bar none, is affordability, is affordable homes, affordable gas, and affordable groceries. And the gas is tied in to absolutely everything.
Ford says he saw drivers lined up at the pumps over the Easter weekend to fill their gas tanks ahead of the increase. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke about carbon pricing yesterday. He says the plan helps fight climate change and the associated rebates also increased. Early this morning, Chatham-Kent police arrested a man wanted in Lambton County. Officers responded to a disturbance on Oak Street in Wallaceburg around 1:30. The 28-year-old suspect was turned over to the OPP. In London, they're investigating vandalism at bus shelters after 17 were smashed on the weekend. That brings the total to 95 in the past 6 months. London Transit says they might look to install shelters using material other than glass. And a counselor with the town of Essex wants staff to investigate the banning of intentional balloon releases. Kim Verbeek says she's become aware of the harm balloon releases do, creating litter, ending up in waterways, and harming birds and animals if they ingest the garbage. Council is considering the request tonight. Periods of rain and a risk of a thunderstorm, wind shifting to the southeast, low 4 degrees. Periods of rain ending tomorrow morning, then cloudy with a chance of showers, temperature steady near 5. On Thursday, cloudy skies, a 60% chance of rain showers or flurries, high 3 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.